The waiting game for American innovation is officially over. Today, April 8, 2026, the Internal Revenue Service, IRS, released the final regulations for Section 174 R&D expensing, restoring a vital tax advantage that has been in flux for years. For technology and pharmaceutical firms, this ruling provides the concrete foundation needed for the 2026 tax planning cycle, effectively unlocking immediate deductions for domestic research and experimental R&E expenditures. The new guidance clarifies the path back to 100% immediate expensing, but it comes with a significant catch. The paperwork burden has evolved. The return of immediate expensing, the core of the new IRS guidance, centers on the full restoration of immediate deductibility for research costs incurred within the United States. This marks a decisive move away from the mandatory 5-year amortization period that had previously hampered cash flow for startups and giants alike. Domestic costs, R&E expenditures incurred in the U.S. can now be fully deducted in the tax year they are incurred. Foreign costs, in a sharp contrast, foreign research costs remain subject to a mandatory 15-year amortization period. 2026 clarity. The ruling applies to all costs incurred during the current tax year, allowing firms to adjust their quarterly estimated payments immediately. The documentation wall. While the tax relief is substantial, the IRS has raised the bar for compliance. To prevent firms from disguising foreign R&D as domestic, the Section 174 R&D expensing guidelines introduce rigorous new documentation requirements. Key compliance note: corporations must now provide granular evidence of geographical performance. It is no longer enough to show where the check was signed. You must prove exactly where the scientific labor and experimental activities took place. Firms that fail to maintain these distinct domestic versus foreign logs risk seeing their immediate deductions reclassified into the 15-year amortization bucket, which could result in massive unexpected tax liabilities. Strategic impact on tech and pharma. For the pharmaceutical and software sectors, where R&D is the primary driver of value, today's announcement is a massive win for domestic investment. However, it also creates a fiscal gravity toward U.S.-based labs. By making domestic research exponentially more tax-efficient than offshoring, the IRS is effectively using Section 174 R&D expensing as an industrial policy tool to keep high-value innovation jobs in America.